Let me talk to the men out there listening real quick. Guys, are you suffering from erectile dysfunction, fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, brain fog, sleep disturbances? Hey, low libido? Ask your girlfriend or wife. She'll let you know if you're suffering from that or not. That's sex drive. If you'll text my name, Clay, in all caps to 601-327-8550, 601-327-8550, Men's Health of Mississippi and the Clay Edwards Show are going to hook you up with a free testosterone screening. They're located in Madison, Mississippi at 120 Fountains Boulevard. You can check them out online, menshealthms.com. But one more time, text my name, all caps, Clay, to 601-327-8550 and get your free testosterone screening scheduled today. Enjoy the rest of this show.
Shaka, laka, boom. You're tuned in to the Free Range Human Show of Choice, your daily dose of reality radio. But we're going to hit you upside the head with some reality this morning. By we, I mean I, flying solo for 2 hours this morning, unhinged, incendiary talk radio, doomer talk radio, black pill talk radio. We got some fun being black pilled, though. That's one thing about me. I'm going to have some fun. If I'm going down, I'm going down in a blaze of glory. Blaze of glory. Thank y'all for tuning in this morning. We're streaming worldwide at WYAB.com, as well as the TuneIn app and Alexa. Just search WYAB. Follow me on all social media. Just search Clay Edwards and or at SaveJXN across all platforms. All platforms. Hit subscribe, hit follow, hit like, send it to somebody. Go to the podcast. That's where we really need to focus on growing that podcast, those subscribers. Make sure you got the notifications on your phone. That is how we grow this show outside of just live 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Subscribe to the podcast. I spend hours working on that thing, clipping it up so you don't have to listen to the whole 2 hours. Take a topic, maybe 3 minutes, maybe 8 minutes, whatever it is. We get it out there. We get people in, just like you. When you're searching YouTube, you see a Joe Rogan clip. You're like, I don't want to listen to 3 hours of Joe Rogan. You know, but I will listen to that 12-minute clip. I do the same exact thing with this show every day. Please go just search Clay Edwards Show wherever you download podcasts, stream music, YouTube, all that. And just hit subscribe. Boom. That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. You see a topic that comes across that piques your interest, send it to somebody else whose interest you think it may pique. And that is how we grow this show. Exactly how. And of course, sending them this show right now live. Say, hey, turn it on 103.9 FM. Right now. Right now. Good morning, everybody. Shout out to all the kids on the way to school this morning. I get to meet so many of y'all. I love it. A buddy of mine, we'll just call him Jake, sent me a video of his kid, of his young son singing Jackson, Mississippi the other day, who listens every morning. So good morning to you guys. Y'all know who I'm talking about because his name's actually Jake. So we'll call him Jake, but his name is Jake. So his son will know who we're talking about here. Hey, real quick on the podcast thing, I've gotten a lot of reports that Apple Podcast is not updating still, and I checked my phone, and of course, it is not updating on my phone. I checked the back end. It is updating on the desktop, so here's the problem. Here's what Google says do. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, what you got to do is you got to restart your phone. After your iPhone restarts, open your settings, head to the podcast app, enable the sync library toggle. Open the podcast app, pull down, refresh the feed, and it should get it fixed. I'm going to try it during the break here because mine's doing the same thing. Anyway, so let me get that out of the way because it is important that the most used podcast app that we use around here is working right for everybody. I did notice the downloads were down substantially last week. You know, I don't think it's because we put bad content out. I actually felt like it was the best week of content we've done in a while. So, with all that said, the Guns and Gear text line this morning, 769-241-1944. 769-241-1944. The Mazda of Jackson phone line, 601-879-0000. 0002. If y'all follow me on social media, you saw over the weekend I got my Never Surrender 5000s in. That's right, I got the gold Trump sneakers. I was able to snag a pair. They're gorgeous. I'm trying to figure out the first event I need to wear them to. What do I wear with them? Shorts? It's got to be shorts, right? So everybody needs to see all of them. They don't need to be covered up by any pants or jeans or suit pants or maybe some jogging pants would be good that are tight on the end. Maybe some skinny jeans. I think I'd look good in skinny jeans. But Clay ain't gay, so no skinny jeans here. Anyway, they look cool. They look even better in person than they do on the internet. And I was really, really impressed with how good they looked on the internet. I never thought I'd want a gold shoe. It even has gold shoelaces. Bling, bling. All right, let's jump straight in. Hillary Clinton. I'm a couple days late on this. But better late than never, as they say. Hillary Clinton has opened up her diaries. I've stolen that line from Tony Loren, or however she says her name. This is what you call gaslighting. This is what you call deflecting right here. This is 3 minutes. Good morning. I know you're excited to hear Hillary Clinton for 3 minutes. This is Hillary Clinton saying that Donald Trump is going to do exactly what the Democrats plan on doing if they win. And these aren't really even Democrats. These are communists calling themselves Democrats. Democrats died a long time ago. You're either a communist or you're America first. That ain't Republican or Democrat. There's a lot of quote-unquote, air quotes in the studio, Republicans that are also communist. See no further than Saturday when they decided to wave the little Ukrainian flags and send another $95 billion of our money over to a foreign country without sending a dollar to our border. Those are communists too. Magic Mike Johnson being the lead communist, and y'all going to have him come speak to your kids at Jackson Prep this week. Disgusting. Disgusting. Anyway, speaking of disgusting, here's Hillary Clinton.
And they say, oh, you know, Joe Biden's old. I always say, look, you're right. Joe Biden is old. He's also effective. He's compassionate. He cares about people. He wants to maintain our democracy. He will abide by the results of a fair and free election. And Donald Trump is old, and he has 91 felony criminal indictments against him. And in a court of law, it's not just rhetoric. You got to step up and prove evidence. That's one of the reasons you win so many cases, Mark, because the other side is in there just, you know, carrying on, you know, making claims they can't prove. And you actually step up and you got facts and you got evidence. How novel. And you win because you have a better case. This man has been indicted 91 times. And
all this by the woman that commissioned the dossier, the PP dossier, the Russian dossier, all fake. And she has the audacity to sit here and talk about somebody having better evidence.
Do we really expect him to govern in a stable, appropriate, rules-based, respectful way? Of course not. And if you're somebody who thinks, well, yeah, but he's entertaining and politics is boring and, you know, I don't know what they do anyway, you cannot think like that in this election, no matter what issue you care about. I don't care what it is. You will find that the next president will have some influence on that. And you want somebody, at the very least, who will try to find what the facts are and make decisions that are evidence-based. And finally, I think we haven't talked much about the international arena, but, you know, his bromance with Putin, and it was actually called that, I think, by the former prime minister of Australia, who said he saw Trump with Putin, and Trump was like, you know, just gaga over Putin, because Putin does what he would like to do.
Kind of like Joe Biden and Justin Trudeau's bromance. You know, they say when you're saying no Diddy, it means no homo. Well, I guess Diddy, not the no part, just Diddy. if that's the expression we're going to use there.
Kill his opposition, imprison his opposition, drive, you know, journalists and others into exile, rule without any check or balance. That's what Trump really wants.
You mean that's what like Joe Biden's doing right now with this college, debt forgiveness stuff, with the border being wide open? And I could go on and on and on, but I'm going to let Hillary finish.
And so we have to be very conscious of how he sees the world, because in that world, he only sees strongmen leaders. He sees Putin. He sees Xi. He sees Kim Jong-un in North Korea. Those are the people he is modeling himself after. And we've been down this road in our, you know, world history. We sure don't want to go down that again. And especially when my view, having negotiated with Putin and knowing that one of the reasons he went after me is because he knew I would, you know, deal with him in an appropriate way, and Trump would basically do whatever he wanted. It's really important to think about what could happen to our world with Trump back in the White House, withdrawing us from NATO, not caring about what happens in Europe, our biggest trading partner, the place where we share values with, the idea that he wants Ukraine to fail, the idea that he doesn't want us to be able to surveil our enemies. I mean, this is a very, and they say, oh, you know.
All right, so I don't know if it was in that clip or not, but she talks about Trump. She makes these wild accusations that Trump's going to start locking up his foes, sending media members to camps. That's what they're going to do. That's what they're currently trying to do. Hell, it's what they are currently doing. I never heard the phrase gaslighting in my life till about 4 years ago. Didn't really understand the context of it, because people used it in the wrong context all the time. Basically just Democrats, anytime you would argue with them, you're gaslighting me. You're gaslighting me. Now I completely understand what gaslighting means. It means when you're, for example, let me make this easy for my non-political folks out there. When your significant other is accusing you of cheating, and it's really them doing it, that's gaslighting. Deflection. That's what Hillary's doing right here. If they win, by whatever means that they do it in, they are going to start rounding their foes up, their opposition up, and doing exactly what they're worried is going to happen to them. Look no further. I'm a good example here. All these Free Palestine, pro-Palestine riots going on college campuses right now. All this anti-Semitic, ridiculous nonsense that's going on, this hateful rhetoric on college campuses right now towards Jewish people. The very people, y'all gonna love this, the very people who have spent the last 6-7 years, going back to 2015, calling all America First, MAGA, Trump-supporting people Nazis, the very ones that I would punch a fascist in the face. I'm going to punch a Nazi. MFR, I wish you would. But the very ones who have been calling us Nazis right now are the ones that won't allow Jewish people on the college campuses. Are the ones that are protesting Jewish people. I thought that's what Nazis did. I thought Nazis hated Jews. That's gaslighting. That's what they're doing. They're telling you it's you doing it, but it's the entire time it's them. It's just like the racist white liberal. I have a great Joe Biden story coming up later. Joe Biden, he's just an old racist. And I'm going to prove that today. They're gaslighting us. They're the Nazis. They're the racist. They're the ones who want to lock us up. You know, I'm way down the tree of importance when it comes to conservative media. But you don't think they're going to start with your Joe Rogans of the world? Your Tucker Carlsons of the world? People that don't go along with the message. They're going to be the first ones locked up for misinformation or something to that effect. Freedom of speech, your First Amendment, it's gone. The Constitution, really, they're just going to run it through a paper shredder. It's going to be like the purge around here. And whoever's in charge is probably going to be the one that wins. Let's take a break. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. This segment brought to you by our friends over at iGear Optical right there on Highway 80 in Pearl, Mississippi. 2630 Highway 80, to be exact. Guys, iGear Optical, they're never going to just hand out a pair of glasses like it's a box of shoes. Bruce and the team are going to adjust your frames before taking measurements, and a second time after the lenses have been installed, and then again when you pick them up for a fine, personalized, tuned custom fit. Bruce is going to ask you a lot of questions, just like I run my mouth a lot. Bruce is going to ask you a lot of questions to make sure he gets the best lenses with just the right amount of technology for all your wants and needs. And the further away I have to hold this sheet of paper as I read this really, really reminds me on a daily basis that I too need to go get a good pair of readers from Bruce over at iGear Optical. You shouldn't be having to hold stuff further away to read it as you get older. You should be able to, you know, just look at it. Anyway. One of those aha moments as I'm sitting here reading this. Look, so Bruce is going to make you, I'm sorry, Bruce will make sure you select the right frame for maximum comfort, durability, and style that fits your needs. iGear Optical, they are not an insurance. They want to deal with you instead of having to deal with your insurance company telling them how to take care of you. Got any questions? Let them know. iGear Optical, they fit glasses to you for your lifestyle and for your budget. Get your vision in high gear today. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 2. iGearOptical.com, Highway 80, Pearl, Mississippi. I'm just going through some stuff here. Just kind of cruising the internet, so to say. And it looks like Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, terrible name, has shattered every streaming record for its first day. Of course, it's been longer than a day now. This is going back to Friday. It says here on WLBT, must be a slow news day because I'm talking about it, so I can't really say anything. Anyway, says Taylor Swift is once again shattering records. Swift's latest album, The Tortured Poets Department, became the most streamed LP on its first day across Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Music. The album, with a total of 31 songs, was streamed 300 million times on Friday on Spotify alone, while its opening track, Fortnite, became the platform's most streamed song in a single day. That's their new song with Post Malone. Tortured Poets Department, blah, 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 blah. It don't matter. Long story short, I am one of the people who did, in fact, not stream Taylor Swift's new album. Taylor is a communist, as far as I'm concerned. I've seen the video of her bashing Trump supporters. So she ain't my I'm not her key demographic. That's just all I got to say about that. God, she makes terrible music. Look, I don't care what you think. All this new electronic pop, all this pop stuff now, it's just horrible. It's just bad music. Bad, bad music. But we're not going to get into music reviews here on today's show. I'm sure Ashton Pittman is probably sitting back right now over at the Mississippi Free Press offices with his earbuds in his ear listening to Taylor Swift. Ironically, I think I saw him post some dissection of the lyrics the other day because people are reading them wrong. It doesn't matter. Grown man sitting back listening to Tay-Tay Just seems a little weird to me. Probably put them on a list of some sort. All right, I was going to tell you about Joe Biden here. Now, look, the Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. 769-241-1944. Also, the phone line, Mazdev Jackson, 601-879-0002. If you guys hear anything that you want to add to this morning. Joe Biden has come to a realization that people don't like him. And I love this. Joe Biden, this is him the other day. This is going to be a little long-winded here, so y'all bear with me. Joe's about a minute or two, and then I got some thoughts on this. And I'm going to piece a puzzle together for y'all to show you that Joe Biden is, in fact, a racist. So, this is, again, this is Joe coming to the realization. This is him coming to the realization that people do not like him, especially kids, especially blue-collar America first, non-communist Americans.
Thought I'd see a time when I'm going through a neighborhood or a rural town in the West or Senate and see big signs that have a Trump sign in the middle that says F. Biden, and having a little kid standing with his middle finger, 7 years old, 8 years old. Well, I promise it happens all the time. It's not who we are.
Oh, it is who we are. We hate you. Our kids hate you. I flip at the middle fingers in the studio right now. Not air quotes, middle fingers, both hands. Look, Ma, no hands. So, Joe Biden went into a gas station up in Scranton. Old Scrappin' Scranton Joe Biden. Joe from Scranton. I'm conflicted on Scranton. I hate it. Because Joe's from there. I hate everything about Joe. I hate everything. What kind of shoes are we wearing? Oh, I hate those now. He's from Scranton? Hate it. What's Joe eating today? Hate it. Must taste terrible. Tapioca ice cream. But he walked in, and I can't play this because of all the cuss words. Joe walked in, they have a gas station chain up there called Sheetz. It's S-H-E-E-T-Z. After Daddy Trump, our Lord and Savior, Donald Trump, walked into went to the bodega there in Harlem, and people were lined up outside in one of the blackest districts in America, one of the bluest Democrat, African-American, black American, however you want to say that, districts in America, and they're all chanting, USA, USA, we want Trump 4 more years. While they're all doing that, Biden says, oh, I'm going to show people, the real president, Karine Jean-Pierre, the gay black lesbian, she is really the president. So she makes a decision that Joe Biden needs to go to a gas station in his hometown, Scranton. Oh, Scrapping Joe from Scranton. Needs to go into a gas station and let people see how much people love him. It backfired. Y'all need to just search it. Joe getting cussed out at a gas station. People are in there giving him unmitigated hell. F you, Biden. They're not chanting FJB. They are just cussing this man out. And it's glorious. They're treating him the way liberals treated Trump. And I don't want to hear anything from you Democrats about decorum or any of that. Y'all remember that time that Trump's limo, his entourage, passed by somebody and some woman was riding her bike and she flips him off, and I think they made her like Time Person of the Year. They love that. And you know what? You know what that sound is? That's me putting it in my veins. I love it too when we do it to them. So, what does Joe Biden decide to do after he got cussed out in a gas station in his hometown? Now, I'm starting to understand how Scranton folks feel, because I feel that way about Jackson and Chakwe Lumumba. If I ever get into a room with Chakwe, I don't care if it's church, a political function, next to him at the red light, a restaurant, it doesn't matter. I'm cussing him out. I ain't going to fight the man. I ain't touching the man. I'm past that point in my life. I ain't trying to get physical with anybody. Would never put myself in that situation unless I just had to. But I'm cussing Chakwe out because of what he's done to my hometown. So I understand Scranton folks being upset. Now, maybe I don't need to look at Scranton the way through the lens of Joe Biden. So what does Joe do the next day? Well, Joe's so angry, or Karine Jean-Pierre, the real president, is so angry that they have filed a federal lawsuit against Sheetz gas stations for racial discrimination. You may be asking yourself, well, Clay, what did they possibly do to blacks and browns as people for Joe Biden and the venerable Biden administration to file a racial discrimination lawsuit? Keep in mind, this is one day after he just walked his candy butt right into that gas station and got cussed out. You can't make this stuff up. They're saying because Sheetz does background checks, that it unduly impacts minority communities. Basically, they're saying it's racist of Sheetz to do background checks because they know that more black people have criminal backgrounds than white. That's what they're saying, not Clay. I'm just repeating it. I'm deciphering this for y'all. Joe Biden is saying, I know that black people break the law more, and if you do a background check, it affects them more negatively than it does other groups. Now, y'all know my stance on hiring felons and felons getting a second chance. This ain't about that. This is this company's policy. It is what it is. I don't even have to agree with it. I do agree with background checks. I don't mind hiring a felon, but I want to know what you did. Sorry. You know, it's like if you stole money, I want to make sure that I'm not putting you behind the register. It's really, really simple to explain. Derek, stay on hold. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got Derek on hold. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Guys, A1 Gear and Auto, Highway 49 South in Richland for all of your automotive repair needs. They can take care of everything. The only thing they don't work on is diesel engines. They can work on everything else on the vehicle, but they're not working on the internal parts on the diesel engine. They're going to send you to a specialist. So anything else you got from check engine light, brake light, rotors, brake light, I butchered that, didn't I? Check engine lights, brakes, oil changes, air conditioning, repairs, they can do it all right there at A1 Gear and Auto. What they specialize in is your ring and pinion. They've been the industry leader for almost 17 years now. Get by there, see Justin and the team. Let them take care of all your stuff. It's where I send my vehicles. It's where my family sends their vehicles. It's where we send our kids' vehicles. That is the best endorsement I can give anybody is they work on my kids' stuff. Let them work on yours. I co-sign and own it. A1 Gear and Auto, Highway 49 South, Florence, Mississippi. When they tell you it's going to be done, it's going to be done. When they tell you a price, that's the price. Period. Customer service. Reliability, dependability, A1 Gear and Auto, and affordability. All right, let's go to the Mazda of Jackson phone line. He patiently waited on hold. We got Derek on the phone. What's up, brother?
Hey, brother. You know, I just wanted to tell you real quick, you might be a racist.
Who?
Yeah, I said you might be a racist, and I might be one too, because I'm getting sick and tired of people bringing their dogs and animals in the restaurant. I only care about the human race, so therefore I'm a racist.
It works for me. I do love dogs, but the restaurant ain't the place for them.
Yeah, tell me about it, or a store, or anything like that. Hey, listen, man, going back to give a quick linguistic lesson real quick. I thought anytime you put the suffix IST on the end of something, it means a fondness of or a talent for. Like, say, for instance, I'm a pianist. I'm fond of the piano. If I'm a violinist, I'm a fond of the violin, right?
Yes.
If I'm a psalmist, I'm fond of singing. But why, if I'm a racist, I hate everybody else? I don't get that.
Hey, yeah. Well, above my pay grade, but it makes sense.
Yeah. So, well, Clay, you know, we're vehemently racist because we don't want animals where humans need to be. Hey, listen, man, I just had to interject one here.
I like it.
Hey, listen, you get background checks in just about everywhere you go, whether it's school, a job, a credit application, whatever. Why all of a sudden do we got to label something racist because something is what it is? You understand? I have no need to belabor a point over the air, but, you know, I've spent an entire career analyzing data and things like that. We can't keep trying to, you know, dispute the numbers. Now, don't get me wrong, there's a cause for a number of things, but at the end of the day, stats are what they are. So I don't know what they're going to accomplish by that, because we're in a society now where we got to overlook things just to make everybody equal, and collections of individuals can't be equal with other collections of individuals. Because at the end of the day, that's what the issue is.
Yep. You know, man, like, when he says stuff like concerning this Sheetz gas station deal, he's saying one of two things. Actually, I think he's saying both. He's saying without saying, black people are more prone to work at gas stations and more prone to commit crimes. You know, I had to do a background check on anything I want to do. I had to do a background check to, you know, here's a great example right here, guns. I have to do a federal background check anytime I want to buy a gun. Is that racist?
I know, right? I purchased an Anderson AR-15a couple of months ago. I had to go through an instant background check. I mean, it is what it is, you know. But I know, A, I'm not a criminal. I'm not wanted. And I'm a responsible, licensed gun owner. So where is the racism in that? Conversely, for my latest project I got going on, a motorcycle, I had to buy a new engine for it. I got zero down, zero interest financing. I don't, Clay, it must be racist. Must be my Caucasian blood. Let me get that one.
Man, I sent Kim Wade a video yesterday. I don't think I can play it. I think it's got the N-word in it. One time's too many, but it's got the N-word in it. This black lady talking about black-owned businesses, and I'll send it to you. And she's talking about, first off, why y'all running it like a white establishment? I want it to be, if it's black-owned, you got to treat black folks like they're black. And this black guy interjects, you know, he does a stitch with it or whatever it's called. And he's like, so what, we're supposed to just give you everything for free, let you steal stuff, let you just pop in and start twerking whenever you want? It's like, what does running it like a white establishment mean?
Well, Clay, as you know, I got some experience with that because my mother and father own law trucks and charter buses, and I've experienced that. When they would call my parents' service, which was Lightning Tours, and charter a bus, they would be amazed at how the price was. They would want to come inspect our equipment and look at everything. Everything was in immaculate condition. But the only reason why we can offer a competitive price is because we did our own maintenance and mechanic work. So we never passed that on to our customers. You understand? So I've experienced that on both sides. And then, you know, conversely, my father would get charter trips from private schools. And since he was a product of that time, he would be reluctant to take them. And much to my chagrin, I'm like, why are you not going to take them? Well, those schools were meant to keep us away from us. I'm like, Dad, are you serious? I said, but they thought enough to want to hire you. And so I would leave upset before I would, you know, disrespect my dad. And I called him. I said, Dad, schools not only have football teams, they have baseball teams, basketball teams, civic organizations. Tell me when I can stop. You know, everybody's trying to save on transportation. Well, I don't see how they're going to say, we don't care about that. We're just trying to get the contract. My dad took one of the private schools in the area to their tournament game in Louisiana. They lost. The following week, a bigger academy called that academy and said, who did y'all get the charter, y'all? And they said, Lightning Tours, J.C. Watts. Oh, well, we, you know, do we have his number? They said, well, we need three buses, you know, or four buses. So not only was he able to do that, he was able to sublet to his friends. And I went to my dad and kind of said, what did you learn? You know, ignorance will infect us all. Now, I'm not calling my father ignorant. I'm just saying his thing was, this was a private school. It was a white establishment meant to keep us separated, but yet they hired you. What did you learn? So I've experienced it on both sides, Clay.
All money's green.
Hey, indeed it is. But again, he not only did he get the private school contracts, he even got public school contracts to, you know, charter their civic organizations and teams and things like that. So again, at the end of the day, it makes no difference what customer you cater to or how you choose to run a business. Business is business. And this is what people don't understand. There's no black business or white business. If that is true, what you said, you didn't get the whole meaning of the movie In the Pursuit of Happiness by Will Smith when he portrayed, you know, one of the largest stockbrokers there was. Not one time did you see the issue of race come up. Nope. Or not that he, and even in his book, The Pursuit of Happiness, I don't really think he elaborates much on race.
Yeah, I went to the movies and saw that. I need to go back and watch it again. Derek, got to go, brother. Great call today.
Yes, sir.
Thanks. I want to, Jen Psaki style here, I want to circle back. Speaking of circling back, it's time to circle back to 2016. Four more years. Anyway, I want to circle back to what I was saying earlier about the Free Palestine folks being anti-Semitic on college campuses and acting like Nazis, basically being Nazis. You know, we've tried to call balls and strikes on this show, on this Palestine Israel stuff, and not go all in one direction or another, just because it doesn't really affect me. Just being 100% honest with you, and I don't have a deep depth of knowledge about it, but I just kind of look at things through my lens. What makes sense? What doesn't make sense? Right now, the Free Palestine crew ain't making a lot of sense. Well, they're making sense. They're showing you that they're Nazis. You know, I often ask the question, or we propose the thought, what would I have done in 1940s Germany as the Nazis started taking over and started rounding up Jewish people and sending them to death camps? What would I have done if I was just a regular German in late 30s, early 40s Germany? And we like to think we would have stood up and done something. And I don't know who to credit this to. I've heard it before multiple times. You would do exactly whatever you're doing right now. And I'm proud of what I'm doing, calling it out, being a voice for the voiceless. What are Democrats doing right now? The outside college campuses rounding up Jews and not allowing them on campus. They're being the Nazis. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. La Dynamite. You tuned in. It's the second hour of the most incendiary show on the radio, your daily dose of reality radio. I feel like we did a pretty good job kind of punching you in the face with reality in hour one. I think we did a pretty good job. People say, Clay, you can't do national. All you do is talk about Jackson. I don't think we've talked about Jackson one time in the last 2 days outside of this little comment right here. Sometimes Jackson is rich for content. Sometimes the rest of the country and the world are rich for content. I remember one time, and we got a great caller on hold. We're going to get to him in just a second. I remember right at the beginning of the Ukraine war, a guy I used to work with claimed to be a big conservative. He was all pro-Ukraine war, and I was like, this don't add up to me. He said, why don't you just stick to talking about Jackson? He has since deleted me from social media because I was right and he was wrong. But I got friends. I don't care. I don't care if your mama's over there fighting for Ukraine right now. She's an idiot. Period. You can still look at this through any lens, especially so-called conservatives. You can still look through this with any lens and think that we need to be over there in Ukraine. You need to take your butt over there. Walk it like you talk it. Take your butt over there and fight for Ukraine. if you're about that life. If that's the war you think we need to be fighting. If you're older and you got kids that are old enough to fight in age, sign them up. Send them over. Otherwise, shut the hell up. Been doing this show almost 800 episodes over 3 years. I ain't been wrong too many times. Been on we talk about the right side of history. I catch myself on the right side of history a lot. And history's happening fast around here. It don't take too long to figure out, was I on the right side or not? Right on the vaccine, right on the COVID, right on Joe Biden, right on January 6th, right on Ukraine, right on the border. Gonna be right about Trump. Already booking my plans for January 20th, 2025 to be in D.C. You know, I bought those new Trump shoes. I'm gonna be rocking those. Let's go to Joe on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Hey, brother, you on there?
Hey, Clay. Just wanted to hit on something you just said in the last of the last hour when you're talking about, you know, Israel and the Jews, and it looks like it's a Nazi replay.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's just, I've been amazed as I've watched the news, like within the last week, with these, quote, Palestinian protesters, which we know some are Palestinian immigrants, but some of them are also leftists, just plain old white American leftists. You know, hollering from the river to the sea. Not even understanding they're talking about the annihilation of the Jewish state. And now you've got Jewish people. You know, it's one thing to be against, say, the Jewish policy against, or the Israeli policy against Gaza. But when people, Jewish people, just innocent Jewish people walking down the sidewalk with one of those, I forgot what you call it, the little caps on, put on the back of their head.
I don't know the name of them.
I don't either, but I mean, it identifies them as Jewish. Now we're in fear of their lives. You've got college campuses saying, okay, Jewish students need to go to school from home. You know, like you're not allowed at school. Or police are telling Jewish people who are walking past these protests, I can't help you here. You know, it's not safe for you to be here. They're telling Jewish people on college campuses, it's not safe for you to be here. I mean, and the only crime they've committed is being Jewish. And it does, it strikes a huge similarity to what happened in the Holocaust. You know, and the hypocrisy in it all that just absolutely blows my mind is the left is calling Trump a Nazi. They're calling, you know, right-wing, you know, conservatives, oh, you're Nazis, you're racist, you're, you know, all this other stuff. When we see the left displaying this, you know, you see the left saying, well, you know, criticizing Trump and say, well, you know, he's a dictator. Trump's a dictator. You know, he's going to go against the press. You know, he's not for free press, and he's a racist. And they're displaying everything that they're criticizing the others for.
You know,
I mean, the hypocrisy just slaps you in the face.
I hear you and Jameson talk about this every now and then, the 100-year plan of the Marxist. And I'm really, really starting to see it come into focus now with how they know they're wrong. They know they're telling lies. For example, they made E. Jean Carroll one of the top 10 most influential people of the year, Time Magazine did. They push the Russian agenda. They push all these wild lies. And they're playing this plan that if they're just all on board, in 50 years, we're going to look back at the newspaper headlines, at the clippings, at the magazines, at whatever the online database is. And they're going to have erased everybody else with a dissenting opinion. And they're just going to say, COVID was, in fact, the most deadliest pandemic ever. Joe Biden was the hero that saved us from that. Oh, my God. January 6th was an insurrection. Remember when Kamala got up there on 60 Minutes or whatever it was, or on the second anniversary of it, I'm sorry, and called it, maybe it's the first anniversary, whatever, and compared it to being as bad or worse than Pearl Harbor and 9/11? That's the history they're trying to write now. And they don't care what all of us think about it. They'll just call us crazy in 30, 40 years from now. They're not worried about what we think about it. They're trying to paint us as terrorists and communists and everything that they, in fact, are. It's a 100-year plan. I guess that's my point.
Well, exactly. When was the book 1984 was written? Wasn't it 1939, if I'm not mistaken? Yeah. Orson Welles.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that.
H.G. Wells. You know, the book 1984, we're living it right now. We're living 1984 in 2024. He kind of predicted a little bit too early. But what's one of the first quotes in the movie 1984 is those who control the present control the past. You know, they rewrite the past, I guess is probably the better way of saying it. They control the present. They control the schools. They control the history books, and they can rewrite history in their favor. And, you know, that's the thing is these young people, like you're on these college campuses, they don't know anything about Israel's past or Palestine's past. You know, they don't understand. I mean, they think just like the Palestinians and these young people, I don't know if you've seen the videos of the Palestinian kids, and they're like these men on the street interviews. And these Palestinians, they come out and they absolutely hate Israel with a passion. You know, they're asking these young people, and they're taught that Israel are occupiers and they stole the land, and they just need to be wiped off the face of the earth. You know, and that's being programmed into them at these Palestinian schools. That's been their program for hate. And it's kind of like what you just said, 1984. They've rewrote the history books in Palestine to make Israel the aggressor other than the real story. And even here in America, you know, the real story behind the creation of the Jewish state's not being told. You know, that might be a good thing to cover on the show a little bit is how Israel became Israel and how the Palestinians became the Palestinians.
That's a good point there.
It's just not being told.
No, they're telling one side of history to paint the picture that they want to paint. And that picture is very anti everything that we've spent the last 300 years building this country up to be. And great call, brother. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Always dropping some great knowledge there. Let's go to another call here on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Hey, you're on the air.
Good morning, Clay. How are you?
Hey, Sylvie. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. I just wanted to say that I agree 100% with what Joe was saying. And I agree that you might want to do that type of program. That would be really interesting. And a lot of our folks that are out there probably don't know. And Palestine, from what I understand, is really not a nation, but they occupy the area. But I might be wrong on that. So don't quote me, folks. And if I've messed up, somebody out there will correct me. But anyway, what I wanted to share this morning is that when you watch the stuff that's on TV and you see these people that are anti-Semitic, they seem to forget what Scripture has to say. In Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. The Lord had said to Abram, leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families on the earth will be blessed through you. And folks who are anti-Semitic, you need to remember God's word is true. He said those who bless Israel, he will bless them. Those are his chosen people. They are the people that the Word of God is talking about in the Bible. And he also said in the King James, it says, curse those who curse you. And I just want to remind folks that we really do need to be praying for Israel and ask the Lord to really work over the overseas and protect them. And I wish that Israel would just bomb the stuffings out of Iran. I mean, just wipe them off the face of the earth. They need to be happy that I'm not in control, because if I were in control, that's exactly what I would do. Talk about having World War III. Iran would not even be in existence any longer if I were in control. And that's all I wanted to say. And good morning again. Talk to you later.
Bye. Thank you, Miss Sylvia. My opinion is this. Let them, if one of them wants to blow the other up, let them, they need to fight that out. We need to stay out of it. I don't think we need to be over there fighting for Israel, freeing Palestine. You need to let them go at it, and the last man standing wins. And that's an unpopular opinion in America, actually letting people settle their own disputes. It's like if Russia's got enough muscle to take Ukraine, so be it. You know, we got enough muscle to take Canada, so be it. Maple syrup will now be an American export, not an import. Anyway. I do not think we need to be getting involved in these things. That is my personal opinion. While we have all of our problems at home, we seem more hyper-focused on what's going on in other parts of the world. Maybe you could sell me on all this on another day of the week when our border's secure, we're not shoving DEI, CRT, and LGBTQ on students and schools. When all of our problems are somewhat, you're never going to solve all the world's problems, all the country's problems. There's always going to be problems. But some of the blaring issues that we have, when our Democrat cities are absolute Democrat death traps, you know, we can get a crime. You know, we've got some Hamas-like gangs in America. In these cities like Jackson, Mississippi, New Orleans, Louisiana, Baton Rouge, Memphis, Tennessee. Until we can get those areas under control, our border under control, I don't think we got any business telling Palestine to leave Israel alone. Telling Israel, you've done enough. You've gotten your revenge. Then let them sort it out. I talked about this yesterday. Israel is a monster of a country compared to Palestine. Palestine is the equivalent of Mississippi and Nevada. I'm just picking two random states, deciding to wage war with the rest of the country and the rest of America needing financial aid from some other country to defeat us. You'll never convince me otherwise. I have eyes. Don't tell me, don't believe my lying eyes. Let them sort it out. Let's take a break. This is the Clay Edwards Show on 103.9 FM, WYAB. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. This segment brought to you by my friends over at Reliable Rental Equipment. Go see Reddy, Teddy, McRaney, and the whole crew. I got to run into Teddy this weekend, getting things rolling over there as the new sales manager there at Reliable Rental Equipment. Guys, are you a contractor? Need to rent some equipment? Get in touch with Teddy. Man, they love dealing with contractors. You'll get customer service like you have not been getting before. You're just an individual out there, DIY warriors. You need a tool for the weekend. They got you covered. Need a zero-turn mower? That's right. They got zero-turn mowers. They got every imaginable backhoe, track hoe, bulldozer. I butchered that. Backhoe, track hoe, bulldozer, lifts, all different forms of lifts. You need a Taylor diesel-powered generator with lighting for, well, obviously, to make things lit up. I'm on a roll this morning. You know what I'm talking about. You're working outside. You need lights to make it happen. You don't have electricity. They got the diesel-powered lights for your job. They got it all. Get in touch with them today. There's always a rollback dumpster special going on. They're located right there at Meadowbrook Road and on the corner of Meadowbrook and North State in Jackson, Mississippi. That's Reliable Rental Equipment. You can check them out online, reliablerentalequipment.com. See my boy Reddy, Teddy McRaney. You're on a job site. You need him to come out, see what you're doing, talk to him there in person. He will do that. He'll jump right in the truck. He'll come see you. You ain't got to go there if you don't need to. So contractors, they're going to be respectful of your time. You're going to be on a first-name basis with your guy. You're going to have Teddy's cell phone number, and he's going to do right by you. That's reliable rental equipment. All right. We have really been punching above our traditional weight here on the show today. I do enjoy doing this every now and then. Hey, look, I'm always going to be the first to tell you, I don't look at this Israel-Palestine stuff from the two-state perspective, from any of that. I look at it through the lens of America first. So for me, it's not my problem. I don't see how it becomes my problem, ever. I don't see how them two fighting it out, letting the best man win, in reality, ever becomes my problem, or should be. And by my, I mean our problem. You know, we've been brainwashed for the better part of our lives to hear about our allies, our Middle Eastern allies. Well, are they our allies, or are we their allies? I just don't believe nothing anymore. And the less I believe stuff, that feels like the more right I am. It's just like it's all crumbling down around them. We're all seeing it. This Ukraine thing really woke a lot of people up. We just sent $60 billion to Ukraine, and nobody can say in any way how that $60 billion is supposed to help them beat the Russians. It's just Let me make this in simpler terms. It's a boat. Ukraine is a boat. You throw money at it, and it's still a boat that you just threw money at. If you owned a boat, you know what I'm talking about. You're trying to fix a sinking boat with money. Ukraine is a sinking boat. Ukraine is the Titanic after the iceberg. We just keep sending money over there. We're not actually even sending it over there. We're sending it here to the American military industrial complex, and they're sending them weapons. They don't even have a military. Tucker did a great show last night. I did not get to listen to it all, but inevitably, what's going on in Ukraine is a war against Christianity. You need to go check out Tucker's show last night. But it's very black-pilled. Let's go back. Let's go back to Free Palestine nut jobs, the modern-day Nazis. Have y'all seen this video of the girl? I guess it's a girl. I mean, I don't want to assume its gender. It sounds feminine, whatever it is. Harassing Alec Baldwin. Begging Alec. Just say it one time. Just say it one time. Say Free Palestine, Alec. I'm just going to play a smidgen of this because it does get very cussy, and I haven't found the edited version. This couldn't happen to a better person, could it? Alec Baldwin? Let's just play it for just a second here. I mean, they're forcing people who have nothing to do with this to bend the knee. This is just like BLM in 2020. Free Palestine is the new BLM. It's the new Kony 2012. Y'all remember that? It's the new resist. Here we go.
Alec, can you please say Free Palestine one time? Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time? No jail time, Alec.
Sorry.
No jail time, Alec. You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin.
I'm so sorry.
Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone, I swear. Just say Free Palestine one time.
I mean, just over and over and over, and I think that's about where the cussing starts, so we're going to skip out on that. It's 51 seconds long. Alec eventually channels his inner Wayne Brady and smacks that phone out of her hand. You know, if I'm out at Baldwin and I got the history of being a killer, I'm just going to say, you going to make Alec Baldwin kill a witch again? Again? Is Alec Baldwin about to have to kill a witch again? I love it. I mean, I ain't got no dog in this race. I hate Alec Baldwin. I hate the Free Palestine nut jobs. This ain't got nothing to do with the Palestinian people, by the way. This just their representation here in America are a bunch of nut job, left wing, fatherless trolls. So they ran out of BLM to fight for. So now it's Free Palestine. These are the same people, I'll bet you $100, that this person harassing Alec Baldwin right now also attends pro-abortion, pro-baby killing rallies. They're all the same people. It's the same stuff. If you ever pay attention to those pro-baby murdering rallies, it's always a bunch of middle-aged gay men and LGBTQ women. I don't understand. What abortion rights are they fighting for? What? They've opted out. They've left the chat. Why are they fighting for abortion rights? Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. I have not been reading y'all's text this morning. I do apologize. Amy says, the ones chanting Free Palestine are the exact same ones who support vaccines and trust the government. These are brainwashed sheep. Yep, Amy, they are also the same ones constantly chanting BLM. I listening to this took me back to the summer of 2020 when they were basically holding people at gunpoint saying, say it. Say it. Say Black Lives Matter. And every time, I'd be like, to who? To who do they matter to? Not to y'all. Not to y'all. You better get somebody to say it that don't live in Jackson, Mississippi. Because they don't matter to y'all here. They only mattered when some unfortunate white cop got hung up in one of them being climate changed. It's Free Palestine thing. It's even more ridiculous. It's a country on the other side of the world. Nobody here can do anything that affects Palestine. Y'all voted for Joe Biden. Y'all did that. Y'all go figure that out with Joe Biden. I mean, I love that Alec Baldwin is getting harassed. Alec Baldwin's a Trump-hating, Trump derangement syndrome, woman-killing a-hole. I have no sympathy for Alec Baldwin. I was watching Ghost of Mississippi Sunday morning after interviewing Jerry and all that stuff. I just wanted to go back and watch it again. I like it a little bit less now because Alec Baldwin is in it. It was a better movie in the 90s before I understood that Alec Baldwin was a communist. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Guys, the Clay Edwards Show, Burgers, Blues, Barbecue, pick of the day. Not a burger today. Today, it is the Nashville Hot Smoked Wings. Of course, they have lemon pepper, barbecue, mild, hot, and honey barbecue as well. I lean towards the Nashville Hot. It is a hard sauce to get right, and they in fact, get it right. It's not really a sauce. It's more so kind of a rub. I don't know. Hard to explain if you've never had it. I recommend it if you like spicy food. Get over there. Try the Flowood location today. It's open right now for breakfast. They're serving breakfast every day, 6:30 to 10:30. And they've even got what I call like a reverse happy hour. They've got an early morning happy hour for people that work the third shift, want to get off, have a mimosa, a Bloody Mary, maybe you want a draft beer. They got them all available at a discounted rate every Monday through Saturday morning, 6:30 to 10:30. And, of course, they're open for lunch and dinner. Try one of their award-winning burgers. Go enjoy the nice weather out there on that patio. It's located in Flowood, right there in front of Dick's Sporting Goods at Dogwood Shopping Center. It's literally in the same building as Chipotle. If that makes it easier for you to realize exactly where it's at there, right on 25, as soon as you turn in, boom, on the right. Burgers, Blues, Barbecue, check them out online, burgersblues.com. The Blue Plate Special today at the Flowood, and all three locations for that matter, is fried pork chops, hamburger steak with the sides of sweet potato casserole, lima beans, and mashed potatoes. Burgersblues.com. All right. We've been all gas, no breaks this morning. Let's see here if we can find something maybe a little less, see if we got something just a little less incendiary to talk about. How about good guys win again? I got a couple things we can hit here. Good guys win again. We've been blackpilling it all morning. Let's red pill it just a little bit. They've got to go to Arizona for it. But there is a little bit of right left in this country. Breaking, this is from yesterday. This is on Colin Ruggs Twitter. Great follow, by the way, if you got an X account. Colin Ruggs, C-O-L-L-I-N-R-U-G-G. Now, if you're a Democrat, you probably ain't going to like him. But if you like fair and balanced news, you know, balls and strikes, he reports good stuff. Breaking: judge in the Arizona rancher case where 75-year-old George Allen Kelly was accused of shooting an illegal alien, immigrant, whatever, on his property, has declared a mistrial. Kelly was initially charged with second-degree murder. The announcement from the judge comes after the jury was unable to reach a verdict. Kelly was accused of shooting and killing Gabrielle Kewen on his land, who entered into the country illegally multiple times in January of 23. Long story short, this is simply not somebody who's looking for the American dream. There's no evidence that this person is here for those kind of benign purposes, Kelly's defense attorney said during closing arguments. Quote, and we bring that up not, you know, to be judgmental about Gabriel or not to have compassion for him, but when people are involved in a criminal lifestyle, it's dangerous. It's more inherently dangerous than simply being a migrant who's coming here, so it's relevant for that reason. Basically, what he has said was, Gabrielle, effed around, found out. And this good God-fearing 75-year-old rancher who was just trying to protect himself, his family, and his land peeled that cap back. And there shouldn't be any consequences or repercussions. No different. I don't give a crap. If I got 1,000 acres and you illegally step foot over that barbed wire fence onto that property, you might as well be breaking into my bedroom. Period. It is all an extension of my home. I'm sure Arizona is a castle doctrine state, or whatever they call it there. And he found out. He didn't just find out. He effed around and found out. So there is some sanity left out there. You just got to find it. So there's that. Hashtag good guys win again. Let's go to crazy land. Let's go to crazy town for a minute here. We hadn't talked about election denier Stacey Abrams in a while. Known election denier and racist Stacey Abrams, came out yesterday. Let's see here. Today's 23rd. So this was yesterday. This is when this clip surfaced anyway. It may be a couple days old. Again, I want to make sure I'm clear here. Election denier. 2016 election denier. Georgia gubernatorial election denier. Stacey Abrams. The same lady who helped steal Georgia, allegedly, for Joe Biden in 2020. She says that the attack on diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, is an attack on democracy. Let's listen to Stacey in her own words. And just so you can paint a mental picture here, she's being interviewed by the venerable Al Sharpton.
We have to remember that every victory, built into every victory, are the seeds of defeat. But also built into every defeat are the seeds of victory. We have seen victory, but we cannot rest on that victory and think that it is impermeable and impervious to harm. What we know is that the attack on diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, is an attack on democracy, it's an attack on education, it's an attack on how our economy works, because what Reverend Warnock and John Ossoff, what Senator Ossoff and Senator Warnock represent are pathways to the American dream. They are proof points. And those proof points scare those who want this world to be more narrow and more restrictive. And so we have to recognize that our opportunity to hold to those successes requires our constant attention, our constant tending. You know, voting is not magic. Voting is medicine. But it also means that it's a constant engagement, that we can't have a moment of success. We have to keep working constantly at moving ourselves forward. We have to.
Again, welcome to Crazy Town. Here's some of the notes I put under here. First off, it's not an attack on democracy. They have made up a new version of democracy that they swear is constantly under attack, when in fact, they are the ones that are attacking democracy. Democracy doesn't die in darkness. It dies with Democrats. Death by Democrat. The irony. You know, people are tired of having to listen to this Marxist propaganda. You know, they say, I'm fed up with it. They constantly are attacking male straight Christians. They don't take conservative women serious. They think conservative women are just handmaids. And that really tells you all you need to know about Democrats, right? They watch an Amazon series, The Handmaid's Tale. None of them had ever heard of a handmaid before. Whew, that's what Donald Trump is trying to make all women. That's what Republican men do to their wives. They're just mad the whole time that nobody wants to make them a wife. Have y'all seen Stacey Abrams? Here is Dr. Phil with a scathing opinion on diversity, equity, and inclusion. For some reason, I'm having to reload the page when I pull it up here. Well, we may not get Dr. Phil's opinion today. For some reason, the link ain't working. Oh, well. Yeah, you can find that. Dr. Bill claims that DEI is a $9 billion grift. Let's take a break, come back, land the plane for the day. Been a fun show. Been a fun show. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Guys, I'm just sitting here as we land the plane for the day, as I like to say. Listen, watching something on Twitter here. KWAM News Radio up in Memphis on Twitter. Great follow, by the way. They're kind of the WYAB of Memphis. KWAM News Radio, 990 AM Memphis. I know that's a mouthful there. There was a mass shooting in Memphis over the weekend. And now Memphis leaders have channeled their inner Jackson idiots, city council, mayor, And they said, we just need more basketball courts. That'll fix this. The mass shooting happened on a basketball court. We need more basketball courts. Hey, you know what? I may agree. Addition by subtraction. I hate that an entire community thinks that basketball is the only thing that keeps them from becoming mass murdering gang members. So it's just me and that basketball. How about a book? Well, could I introduce you to a book? How about church? Man, I just don't know that the basketball is like the one thing that's going to keep you from becoming a stark, raving, mad murderer. I mean, I understand playing sports. I'm not knocking that. By all means, play basketball, football, baseball, whatever, box, pickleball, whatever, foosball. I just find it comical that these politicians just think, man, if we can just get one more basketball court, that'll help get this murder rate down. That'll keep these kids occupied. This murder problem in this young black demographic in these cities ain't because these kids are bored and they ain't got nothing to do. It ain't because they don't have a bowling alley or a Topgolf. It's because they were raised in a home without any real parents. They've just been thrown out to the streets at 10, 12, 13 years old. Shoot, some of them 3, 4, 5-year-olds looking up to 10-year-olds like they're the OGs. We ain't no one basketball court away from anything, fixing anything in these Democrat cities. This is the Clay Edwards Show. I will see you tomorrow.